Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Susan Arum, president of SILT in Iowa. Well, for those who aren't familiar with the Sustainable Iowa Land Trust, can you tell us what its goal is?
The Sustainable Iowa Land Trust was launched in January of 2015, dedicated to protecting land to grow healthy food.
And what efforts are being taken to do this?
We're approaching this as a permanent solution. So we're looking at land ownership and restrictions on land use. There's a lot of groups doing good work on top of the land, but that work has a limited time frame. Once the land changes hands, you never know what's going to happen with the new owner. But with SILT, we're talking about either donating land to the nonprofit SILT so that it's always used to grow healthy food, or putting restrictions on the land called easements that go with the deed that make sure that all future owners of that particular parcel grow healthy food.
And is this something that's becoming a problem in Iowa? Is land not being used in the way that it traditionally has been?
Well, that's two questions, isn't it? We have 2.6 million acres expected to change hands in the next 10 to 20 years. And we have wedded ourselves to conventional corn and soybean, and we think that's just fine. That's done very well for Iowa. But we've learned that from the environment, in fact, that diversity builds resilience, right? And that's why we think diversity in our ag economy will build resilience in our economy as well. So if we can increase the diversity in our ag economy by producing fruits, nuts, vegetables, and small livestock, in addition to corn, bean, and hogs, we think that that will help us in the high times as well as the low times for those commodity crops.
And in the press release I received, it talks a little bit about the affordability of farming, or somebody who wants to get into farming as a young person. Are there efforts to help younger people get into farming?
There are a lot of efforts out there to help young people get into farming, and we looked at all of them before we launched SILT. But our way is the only one that approaches it from this particular perspective, which is on SILT land that the nonprofit owns. These young farmers will have lifetime leases if they want them, long-term leases their children could inherit, so they have security. But they will never actually have the mortgage debt that goes with that farmland, making it much more affordable. They, in turn, will be able to own the house, the barn, and the business on top of the land and gain equity in those and pride of ownership on those. So none of these folks are going to go into farming with millions of dollars of debt, and none of them are going to come out millionaires based on land speculation. We simply take the price of land out of the equation for them. Now, on land that we only have easements on, in other words, farmers maintain their ownership of the land, but they're willing to put a restriction on the use of it to only grow healthy food, that permanently lowers the cost of that property because there's only so many people who are going to want to buy that land, right? They're going to have to farm it, and they're going to have to farm it sustainably, and they're going to have to do food production. So that limits the pool of people who would even be interested in that land. Therefore, it reduces the economic value of the land, and that makes it cheaper for the person who's buying it. Therefore, it just maintains affordability for future generations, for the entire foreseeable future.
And what spurred the creation of this just in the last year or so?
Well, it was actually 2 years of research before we ever launched, talking to everybody in Iowa and around the country to say, you know, what can we do to make sure that these young people have access to land? And what land is it that we need to protect the most? Generally, farms out in the rural areas of Iowa don't need protection. Those are well protected by our need for them in the Iowa economy. What we did identify was a whole generation of young people who wanted to come back to Iowa or stay in Iowa and grow food for this growing local food movement, for example. And they were either squeezed out by the cost of development on the outside of towns or by the cost of commodity farm prices, right? So either way, they were squeezed, and they couldn't get just 5 or 10 or 15 acres on the edge of town to grow food. So that's why we target those areas in general. And we try to take that land off the market and make it available to this next generation of healthy food farmers.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Susan Arum, president of SILT. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.